everyone, and welcome back to Money Talks with Darcy Hingula. I am here again with my dad, Robert Hingula, and you are okay with this being recorded and published?
Yes.
Great. So I'm going to be talking to you about your taxes, like how you file them, and then anything else just regarding that. So when you started your first job as a lawyer, did you have to fill out a W-4 form?
Yes, so we had to fill out W-4 for not only the federal law, but also for state. And in that, we looked at deductions that you can take, and there's like a calculator that you can take, not only for deductions for like myself and for being married, and then for you having a child. But before I filled that out, we did estimates on what we wanted withheld so that I didn't do too many deductions, because if you do too many deductions, not enough is withheld, and then you have to pay taxes at the end of the year. So we always look at that every year, even still, to make sure we're not withholding too little.
So how do you file your taxes?
Well, we're lucky because your grandpa does taxes under VITA, which is Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. So he does our taxes for us. But to help him with preparing, I make sure that we get our W-2s for myself, and now that your mom works, to get for her. We get letters and proof of any type of charitable donations that we give. Mm-hmm. And then any type of business expenses or things we do charity. So, for example, mileage can driving back and forth like community theater. Like when we're driving you and stuff like that can be used as a deduction. We go and get all those together along with taxes that we paid like on our car and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So we have it all together so we can give to your grandpa, and then he goes and does all the deductions and everything like that and talks to us on that stuff.
Awesome. When filing your taxes, do you try to get them submitted ahead of time, or do you try to get them submitted right on the deadline?
We do ours early. I just like to get them done and out of the way. And then also with refunds, hopefully that we have, if we have a refund in every year we do, because I overhold, which people say you should or shouldn't do, just depends. We get ours done usually in February, March at the latest. I don't like to wait until April 15th. And we have never gotten a extension to October, although I know some people do that. So
if Papa didn't help us with our taxes, who or where would we go to?
I would probably use a private like accounting firm or something like that, because there's so many changes with the tax law and the tax code that I'd want somebody who is really educated and keeps up to date with all that stuff, because you want to make sure that once you do your taxes that you do them right the first time, so you aren't audited or get a letter or something like that in the mail. So that's really important to me.
Awesome. Well, this was Money Talks with Darcy Hingula. Hope you enjoyed.